I am not qualified to intro this show or to lead this show. I fucking hate all of you. You fans fucking suck. Do not make me lead this show. My other host is more qualified than me to lead this show. Phil Svitek is the one that you want to lead this show. I don't know what I'm doing. I am in over my head right now. Please let Phil Svitek host this show.
My lead host is a liar and cannot be trusted. Stay tuned.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
That's right, ladies and gentlemen. We're talking South Park. And if you didn't get that bit, you have no business watching this after
show.
Go
watch the episode.
That's right, you haters. I hate you all. If you're watching this because you're watching the show, this is not the place.
Go to southparkstudios.com. Seriously.
Right. If you don't know what Black Lives Matter, then I don't know what to do for you. In the meantime, we have Stephen Lemieux.
Hey, guys. Follow me on Twitter at Stephen Lemieux.
We have the newest member, Jesse.
Hey, guys. I'm Jesse Zahner. You can find me online at Athletic.
Music and everything went quiet. You got to know what Jesse thinks.
The world is silent for Jesse Zahner.
And we have Christy Olsen, the C that goes above. I still got to learn the full thing where the dick hits the thing.
We should just roll the clip every time.
Yeah. Or I could just change my Twitter, which is now at Christy Reports.
There you go.
If only Twitter allowed you to actually draw
right,
the penis.
The thing and the thing. Gosh, yeah. I can't remember it now either.
At where, Christy? At where? At. I don't know. Phil's the one who never gives his Twitter.
That's right, because we're talking about the damned at Christy Reports, right?
Yes.
Yeah, there we go.
You get it.
I know it. All right, so remember when we were talking about episodes? It's called The Damned. Why don't we start with Turd Sandwich versus Giant Douche, coming right after the debate that happened on Monday.
This is probably the most accurate portrayal of what's going on in the 2016 election I've ever seen. Everyone's so obsessed with talking shit about Trump or talking shit about Hillary that nobody realizes that neither of them have really any business being up there. But if you're really going to look at it, the only person with the experience to run the country would be Hillary. But at the same time, she is exactly what everyone was against when they were supporting Bernie Sanders. So everyone's like, you know, I just don't like Hillary, so I'm voting for Trump because you know what? He doesn't talk like a politician. It's just Randy is the, as he is always, he is the average American experiencing politics without really understanding any of the nuances. Just, it's the first impression you get from somebody. And you know what his first impression was? That how the fuck could they vote for Trump? And then, like, you see that they're kind of, you see, like, Hillary goes in the debate, and you'd think it'd be a slam dunk. You literally have somebody, if her political career of, like, how long? 30 years? More than 30 years. And she can't completely, decimate Trump in a debate who's not even a politician or anything. Like, you have to question something. So then you have him who's just connecting with everyone, like, man, that's how I'd do if I was in a bit up there. I'd just fucking suck. But, you know, even if I'm talking about bullshit, even if I say lies and whatever, people won't give a fuck because they know I'm not a politician, so they'll support me anyway. So, it's the most awkward thing in the world, and it's just hilarious that South Park has pointed it out in such a great way of just like, I'm so confused. How can you just flip-flop like that? I don't know. I just did. Nobody knows what the fuck is going on anymore.
No, and they don't try to get preachy by, like, giving us an answer either.
Yeah, it's just... You want to say something?
No, keep going.
No,
no,
no. I mean, this is how it's going, and you're exactly right. People are just voting at this point for Trump. Well, I'm not speaking for everybody, but for Trump because they're like, he doesn't sound like a politician. He's not a politician. People are so fed up with politics that they're going to vote for somebody who's totally unqualified because he's not.
It's just when you take somebody who doesn't really know how our political system works, because everyone thinks like, oh, my votes are counted, and then it's counted up, and then whoever has the most votes wins. It's not how it works. It goes by state to state, and then you get points, and then you're elected based on that. And you should probably Wikipedia it if you live in this country and you're trying to figure out the entire process. But it's just... When you look at it from a standpoint of like, man, I'm so fed up with this political bullshit. We have a Congress that does nothing. We have a Supreme Court that's kind of overturned at every corner. We have just shit that we don't like. And everyone was so behind Bernie because he was so anti-big business and anti-money. And they liked some of the socialist aspects or whatever you want to call it. But then he's completely taken out by his own party. And now you have Hillary, who is exactly the politician who, if you're going to go between the two, like, yeah, she has the experience, but she's exactly what people banded behind Bernie to not like, versus Trump, who has his own money, so people feel like he can't be bought, and speaks his mind, so people feel like, all right, well, he wears his emotions on his sleeve, so at least we know he's not lying to us about that, which, you know what, say what you will, like, he could be lying, he could not be, but that's the appearance that's being given in this election. So what the fuck are we to do? Just basically throw a penny down the well and hope you land on a quarter. Like, what the hell do you want it?
I feel like Randy, where he says, like well, obviously Stan's feeling like everything's the shit, and then Randy sides with them, but for completely different reasons, as always, of like, yeah, everything's just shit.
Yeah.
It is, you know, and you're like, oh, well. And that's where I think ultimately the member berries will come into huge play. I'm just like, we're progressing very slowly on these member berries.
Do you think the member berries are going to bring people together in the end? Because originally I thought with like what they said before, like remember when there weren't some, like that thing? And you think that they'd be some conspiracy to tear people apart. Do you think in the end, like, everyone's going to hate each other so much because everyone's going to be, yeah, fuck you, you're voting for the douche. Fuck you, you're voting for the turd sandwich. And member berries are going to just be like, remember when people didn't give a fuck about politics? Remember when everyone didn't have an opinion? Remember when only people who actually knew what they were talking about formed an opinion?
It'll be tough because it could happen, but of course, like, you know, nostalgia kind of becomes like bad in the sense like every time is going to have its own problems. You know, and so, remember, I mean, the member berries were like, remember when marriage meant between man and a woman? It's like, wait, what? You know, so there's good things, and then, of course, bad things. So it just depends how you remember history.
True. I mean, I hate the term, be on the right side of history. It's the most pompous fucking thing anyone can say to anyone. But
I've never heard that. You just made that up, Stephen.
No, right? It's the most pompous thing you can say to anyone, because you try to win your argument through hypotheticals of just, hey, Christy, you're wrong, so be on the right side of history. It's like, wait, you're saying your opinion's right, even though it's just your opinion? Like, shut the fuck up. But I just think there was nothing more true than when Randy's talking to Stan, and it's just like, at least you're not like your douche mom who's voting for a douche! Shut the fuck up, Randy! Because we've had hosts here who dated, who broke up over who they supported. I'm not even kidding. That's, like, true. And, like, everyone is so vitriolic now that nobody can respect each other for having an opinion. Like, I went to 7-Eleven today, guys, and not to go on a tangent. They had fucking mugs for coffee, and one said Democrat, the other said Republican, the other one just said, voice your vote. And I was like, you know what? I'm going to pick up a Republican mug just for the fuck of it to trigger people for no reason.
You would.
Yeah. And it was fun to walk up to people, hey, how you doing? And just, like, take a sip of the coffee and see their looks. Because, you know what? That's how people view the Republican Party now, thanks
well,
to Trump.
That's what Butter... that was obviously Butter's big point throughout these couple episodes. Like, everyone's always on a side.
Right?
Why do we have to pick sides? You're always on a side. And, yeah, that's just where we're at. I do want to talk about the member berries, because they have some great member berry pie.
Oh, my God.
You want some member berries, Phil. Don't you?
I want member berries, yeah. But the problem is, we're not getting, like, we keep talking about Star Wars. Why do the member berries only remember Star Wars the 80s and the 90s? Like, can we remember something else besides Star Wars and goddamn Goonies?
Member berries are the most fucking profitable thing to come out of this show in, like, 8 seasons. Because there's going to be so much goddamn merchandise of talking goddamn stuffed animals that say shit like that.
I mean, this is true, but you're not answering my question.
Why are they only talking about Star Wars?
Yes. Why? Why haven't we progressed?
They weren't Star Trek fans?
You know why?
Maybe it's an indicator of who's behind it.
I'm going to tell you why.
You never know.
Maybe, but look at all of the... Look at all of the reboots done recently. The only one that people collectively enjoyed was Star Wars. So if you're going to, like, dive into nostalgia, you can't be like, oh, remember the new Ghostbusters? Like, no, it fucking sucked. Ah, oh, you remember Lethal Weapon? No, the new show's not very good. Oh, Rush Hour? Nope, canceled. Oh, let's remember Star Wars. Yeah, it was good. It's the only positive reboot. Magnificent Seven fucking sucked. I mean, it wasn't terrible, but, like, Come on.
I guess it's true in that regard of, you know, it's the only collective that, that we all can like and agree upon. But I guess that's the question. I mean, to me, nostalgia is like, well, Jurassic World, that was huge.
It's all right.
It was good, and I'm not a huge Jurassic Park fan, and it was good.
You guys are forgetting about the cinematic masterpieces that are The Fast and the Furious.
Yeah, but that's never been rebooted.
It's just completely changed where they were racers to just now international criminals. That's it. It got a whole
change. That's pretty
remember
much
Gone in 60 Seconds? Remember Nicolas Cage's career?
Yeah, that was which, by the way, for those of you who commented last week, I appreciate you guys partaking in the member game. We're going to try to play it again this week. Otherwise, I'm just giving up on life. Remember when Phil actually had a life? We're going to remember that.
Sorry, I don't.
All right.
Remember when he tried to play the member game?
Let's talk
about
Frisia.
I know, maybe you guys should play, and we'll, cheer you on.
Remember when I said I wasn't going to do the last episode, and you guys didn't believe me?
Jesse, women are funny, too. We are not just cheerleaders anymore.
But I don't remember anything, ever.
Yeah, Jesse, say vagina.
Do it.
No, I'm not.
Oh,
women
she's not funny.
Funny.
You're not funny. She's not funny.
Funny.
Christy,
sorry.
Say vagina.
Vagina.
That's right.
See, girls are funny.
Oh, women are funny.
Hilarious. Just like Amy Schumer.
That's right. Well,
I just,
not Frisia.
I absolutely lose myself when Amy Schumer says vagina.
We'll get to that. All right, let's talk Carmen. So we're on that. Black Lives Matter, of course.
Black Lives Matter. Was that a joke? Yes.
Yes,
it wasn't funny. Yes, it was.
You know why. Remember that movie? That's from Forgetting Las Vegas or something. I don't know.
Oh, Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas?
No, not that one. It's the fucking Ashton Kutcher one.
Oh.
You know. With Cameron Diaz.
One of the few movies I've actually seen, yeah.
Yeah, there you go. It's Black Lives Matter and clearly my taste in movies. I love that there was a difference between Twitter suicide and Twitter homicide. And that they're figuring out, why don't you just go talk to him? At where? Where in the world can we find Eric Cartman?
I love that it was usually people post three paragraphs on Twitter before they quit. There was nothing.
Yeah. So it was, I still, that was, as rough as the girls breaking up last week was, it was more of Cartman losing everything. I still kind of want to cry. It's all that Cartman, remember when he wanted his iPad?
I think it's interesting, there's definitely a connection between Cartman and Milo Yiannopoulos in this kind of storyline right here. Not like the thing with the girl or anything, but just because of, to tell the backstory of Milo was banned from Twitter because he put out a scathing review of Ghostbusters and Leslie...
I know who you're talking about.
Leslie Jones tweeted back at him saying that he's an asshole and a racist and all sorts of stuff. When his review, it's very mean. It calls her, says she looks like a man and things like that. But it doesn't say anything technically racist or anything in it. But that review...
Any woman could look like a man, let's be
so
honest.
So that review...
And vice versa.
This is true.
Equality. So that review and her conversation with him triggered all these trolls to come after her. Mm-hmm. And make her all pissed off and say she was going to quit Twitter and whatever. And it got Milo banned for something he didn't even say. So Skank Hunt 42 in this situation is the group of collective trolls who are going after the girls of the school. And then Cartman is the Milo in this Cartman's an asshole. Nobody's arguing that Cartman is a piece of shit, but he gets banned for it or he gets taken out for it. So that's kind of an interesting comparison.
Absolutely. And, he's... I love the whole notion because, these kids are not, they haven't progressed in age, but just if you look at the show, they've gone through kind of what a millennial's gone where they had no cell phones, no nothing. And again, it's weird, this weird time warp. They're still in the fourth grade. Now they're dealing with all this crap, but rediscovering that there's nature and other things to do, you know?
Well, that's interesting that they're taking this group that's quit Twitter and not made them the self-righteous elitist, we quit, we're done with that, we're over it. I mean, they touched on it a little bit with they usually leave three paragraphs, but they're a sad bunch, not what we would expect South Park to kind of make fun of, we quit Twitter.
It didn't seem like they were sad. It seemed like they were just normal.
Right.
They just weren't in their phones. What are they? Oh, they are the people who quit Twitter. What do they do? Oh, they just hang out and chill all day.
Makes no sense. Yeah, I don't understand that.
I don't know.
What about you, Jesse? What did you think of the Cartman storyline?
I mean, I can empathize with it because I lost my... I broke my phone last week, as everybody knows.
Are you okay?
Yeah, I survived, but it was a long 4 hours without my phone.
Oh, 4 hours.
Yeah.
Okay.
And now I'm without a camera.
Did you have to re-log into Twitter when you got your phone
password?
Back?
You know what? Actually, no, I didn't have to do that, and I wouldn't... Did you remember my password? No. So luckily, it saves all your stuff. So I can empathize with him. I was feeling kind of awkward for a while.
Did you have to trash everything, just like Scantcom 42 did?
No, I didn't, luckily, but who knows, maybe I will.
You were trolling our trolls.
Yeah, I haven't trolled our trolls, but I could.
And then,
and then I could get rid of Twitter. Maybe I could.
It is really weird, though, because I have Tyler, you know Tyler, Phil. Mm-hmm. Tyler doesn't use any social media except Instagram, and he doesn't even use that anymore. So he just uses Snapchat. But when we go hang out and meet new people... When he's like, yeah, I don't have a Facebook, their reactions are like it's the equivalent of somebody in the 40s saying, yeah, I'm a homosexual nowadays. Mm-hmm. It's like people get so put off. They're like, wait, what? I mean, it's not the equivalent of that. I think that's really downplaying being a homosexual in the 40s. I'm sorry. But just it's so weird that we're in a day and age that to not be associated with social media is it definitely is. A group of people that people are like, they just don't understand.
Like the fact that everyone's like, hey, what's your Twitter? I want to follow you. It's like, who the fuck cares? You know, I don't think I've ever had hey, what's your Twitter, girl? Let me follow you.
Hey, girl.
Let me get on that.
Let me be my...
Well, maybe that's why you're single.
You don't know me.
Oh, that's a good point.
You remember Facebook?
Remember when Phil was single?
Remember MySpace?
See, that's how they get you. All this crap with Twitter and Bumble and all this other crap. You need to be on that shit.
Dude, do you guys remember the top 8 on MySpace and people getting friend fights over that shit?
Oh, yeah.
That was real.
Yeah.
That happened.
Oh, man. Remember
that. If Twitter had top 8s, can you fucking imagine?
Oh, my gosh.
Absurd.
Even more celebrity Twitter feuds.
Taylor Swift was removed from Selena's top 8. Tabloid.
Well, I liked how Frisia, because we've been getting these Twitter suicides and things like that, and the fact that she legitimately commits suicide.
Yeah, I was shocked.
Well, after they faked us out the last couple episodes, right. Like, oh, are we going to kill Cartman? I was like, is she really dead?
No, we saw her fall.
Yeah, we saw her. It was censored, though.
Because of the vagina, not because of the fall.
Yeah, exactly.
Her vagina came out, let's be honest.
Oh my God.
Although that would have been funny to see. So
I love the now on Heidi, look at these reviews. Like, oh, this is a Hungarian view from Kutsier Boobzov.
Oh, my God.
Lop your tatas.
He was laughing so much. And I love the crowd of being like, are you for real?
He shoots from 3!
Yeah.
He's on fire!
Oh, my God.
Still no more indication as to his motive.
Okay, actually, hold on. You guys keep talking. I'm going to pull up something that I was talking with our creator, Kevin Undergaro, about because you guys don't want to talk, so...
So, you're going to learn very quickly that a lot of people... don't like something called an internet troll. Now, it's funny, but for some reason, people just don't really have a sense of humor. Okay, well, when your mother asks if I've talked to you about the dangers of internet trolling, you just tell her that I talked to you.
All right, so so Kevin writes, I'm so Kyle's father in South Park playing his classic rock trolling and drinking and winning. Watch Kyle's father at work. Post-day troll strut is the best. The epitome of repressed, angry white man. That's what it comes down to. Repressed, angry white man. I don't know why white men are repressed. What they actually have to be, because Black Lives Matter and all that, but that's really what it is. It's repression.
I think that is actually a really good point. Because if you look at it nowadays, because everyone's on this whole social justice jump where it's like, oh, you have white privilege. Oh, you have this. Oh, you are not a part of a marginalized group. Your opinion doesn't matter. People are going more and more to the anonymous boards and they enjoy being anonymous that they can actually speak without the repercussions of public opinion and the court of social justice stringing them up on a pike. I think that's actually a really good point.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I think, you know, think about it. Gerald, obviously with the wife, you know, she, you know, she's a naggy wife, to say the least. And, you know, he's repressed. And then, you know.
Cheryl got her hair done today. I mean, she might as well have clear hair.
Yeah, he doesn't care and whatnot. And then you go back to, like, at least, even though Gerald doesn't know that Randy was Lord, at least he kind of has a secret life, and that's kind of how he's able to get out into the world. And what does Gerald have? Nothing.
He's got Photoshop and lots of dick pictures.
Absolutely.
I'm going to need to use a cop from this angle.
But, okay, so who do we think knows him?
That's what I want to know.
We're meeting at the Fremont. Is it Heidi Turner?
No.
Where's the Fremont Bridge?
Is that the bridge that she jumped, or that she threw her phone off of?
She threw her phone off.
I don't know. I mean, who else would be?
The handwriting was really childish.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that doesn't. I mean, Garrison's handwriting is childish.
Do you think it's I'm Scott Malkinson.
Why would Scott care? Scott cares about himself. He doesn't care about other people.
When we were watching the episode, you said, are they trying to kind of knock off Pretty Little Liars a little bit in the beginning?
Yeah,
and if they are, maybe it's like a Kenny or somebody, because Pretty Little Liars always tries to make you forget about someone, and then it comes like, oh, they're the killer. Oh, we haven't seen them in 6 episodes. So maybe it's Kenny.
Hmm. Who's the most Star Wars fan of the show before?
Oh.
Because the member berries could be a clue.
I don't think it's Cartman for sure. You know, it's the one we least suspect. I bet it's what if it was, well, who's got the member berries? What's Butter's dad's name? Stan?
Oh,
no, it's not Stan.
Something Stotch.
Yeah, it could be. I don't know. I have no idea. Because here's the thing, you have to also, cuz initially we all thought it was Cartman, and so, you know, that's not to say that it can't be, it's to say that I think we have to go outside the realm of the kids.
Yeah, it's not the kid.
Because we didn't. We suspected
one
of the
Heidi,
kids.
It could be Heidi, though.
Simply Heidi.
Because like, who? It's not going to be any of the other kids, because they were too busy focusing on Cartman that they're probably caught off guard now.
I think it. Oh, it's probably the Danish.
The woman?
No, just the people of Denmark in general.
Yeah.
They probably, because it goes to this whole like weird troll under the bridge fairy tale style funeral. The Danish people know how to deal with trolls. You call it by name. So,
yeah.
Imagine if they just put pieces of paper on everyone's door that says, I know who you are. And just whoever freaks out is the one who is Skank Hunt 42.
That's a good way to look at it.
And then once they saw Gerald just throwing his computer with a catapult being fairly conspicuous, I mean, they might just know it's him now. Or it's Ike.
That's what I love. Aren't you supposed to take your computer, be fixed? No, you just throw it away.
It's true. If you have a Mac, you just throw it away now.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God, I have an X computer. That's so funny.
I liked that everything's so connected now, too, though, because it's the same kind of concept of, like, the fappening image links. That's what the internet calls it when the celebrity images were leaked.
Yeah.
Because it's just like that. You take a picture, and if it's on your phone, and then you get like a notification, your phone has synced to your computer. And then you have to delete the photo out of your phone, out of your computer, out of your iCloud, out of any connected computer's iCloud, out of your neighbor's shared network, out of this, out of that, out of your Dropbox. You know, Dropbox automatically like tries to sync photos anytime you connect your phone to it. Yeah. It's like our company Dropbox once had like all of my photos from my phone in it. And I'm just like, there's
there
nothing.
A lot of dick pics.
There were so many.
Surprise.
There was like pictures of Phil with dick's Photoshop. No, but it just, there's nothing in it, but like you're like, I just look in the Dropbox, I was like, what the fuck is this? The fuck? So, I mean,
there's
it's
some
true.
Funny stories, by the way. We've gotten a lot, and like certain hosts will like upload their stuff, and like, I'm like. So, just be careful. Life lesson there. Don't sink
plug
your
in your
shit
phone into your computer that's not yours.
I'm going, gee, I wonder who those culprits would be.
Hey, listen, we didn't. Here's the thing, we never plugged in that phone. They chose to.
Yeah. I mean, it's crazy because it just everything connects now. And that's why my phone's like, your phone hasn't been backed up on iCloud and over blah, blah, blah since I got the phone. It's like, yeah, because I don't fucking back my phone up. I back up my contacts and that's it.
Yeah.
Like, I don't need any of my shit being out there. Not that there's anything to be out there, but like my emails, like that's all confidential stuff. Like you don't want that out there.
Well, now we're back to...
what are you emailing people about that's that private?
Well, we're back to Turd Sandwich. You got to get rid of those emails.
What? I like that, too. Bringing it back to Randy throwing his computer in there and deleting all the emails and using secure delete. And it, you can bring that back to the whole Hillary thing where it's like some guy was asked in the tech department to use BleachBit to take out all of the emails and permanently delete them. And... she was under oath when she said no, she never did that. But then, like, the guy did it at the same time, went under oath and said that he did it. And so there's this whole damn thing where, yes, she's a liar. Everyone's a liar in politics, whatever. So having just him freak out and delete all the pictures, do you think we'll be seeing that coming back?
Oh, yeah.
With, like, did you delete your emails, Randy? Or,
I mean, there's always going to be something. I mean, because ultimately, right, your email technically is on a... unless he built his own server, which he didn't.
Right.
You know, it's... they can retrieve shit.
Mm-hmm. But he destroyed his computer.
Yeah, but that didn't destroy the servers. There's a backup of a backup
he's
somewhere.
In trouble. You think he's not smart enough to have his own server? You're not giving him that credit?
No.
Oh, okay.
No. I mean, he's a Jewish lawyer, but he's not that smart.
I just think it's funny that he kept everything on his computer.
Yeah.
Like, why do you have folders of this stuff? Like, why did you have to hold on to these? You've already posted them.
I love
it. Just makes that whole copy and paste the dick pics, like, cut out easier, you know?
I mean, I love how it was just, like, a basic folder with their names and whatnot. Not yeah. even, like, yeah. you know, boring documents. Don't delete.
What about the scene with the bathroom where it's like, soldiers, whatever her name was, has just committed suicide and just goes in the cell. Oh my god! Oh my god! Oh my god! And the fucking guy, like Austin Power style, like.
Oh man. Yeah, he definitely feels bad and he's on a hole. It'll be interesting to see what happens.
I was wondering at that moment which way they were going to go with it because I was thinking he was going to be, oh my god, then it go back into the stall and he's like, yes! Like, I thought he was gonna be like, he shoots his skull! Like
that. Well, I'm interested to, you know, because ultimately this is gonna affect Kyle. It's gonna get back to Kyle. And, you know, it's not gonna affect him well.
That's a good point. I didn't think about that.
Yeah.
Oh, now I feel bad for him.
Yeah. Kid's life is destroyed.
Remember when Kyle was safe from emotional harm?
Yeah, well, he, you know.
Should we play the member game soon?
All right, so yeah, let's do it. Hopefully we can have a more spirited round of member.
Jeez.
For those of you new to the show, last week we tried to play the member game, and it didn't go so well. The rules are we'll go three rounds. That means everyone says one thing.
That's so long. I'm totally going to get out.
We'll try two and see how far we can
get. Jesus Christ.
And if it's going well, we'll go 12. I don't know. But someone says member when, and then the next person, you know, so... remember when something happens, and the next person kind of connects it based off of that to something else that happened on the show. So I gave you guys a layup last time. I'm going to start again. Remember when Kenny died. Then the next person says something related to Kenny's death. Remember when X.
Remember when we didn't see Kenny much in the last episode?
There you go. That
we can do that. Yeah.
Does it have to do with Kenny? Does it have to do with Kenny, or can
you
do anything?
It's a chain. It's a chain. So now she has to talk about something about the last episode, and then you tie it to whatever she says.
I can't even remember what happened yesterday.
Oh, I thought we could just take anything from back in the whole series.
That's what I thought initially.
But there's got to be somewhat of a rule to it.
Yeah,
oh, that's lame.
That would just be recall.
Yeah, we're not playing recall.
Okay, remember when they took Cartman to the middle of nowhere to play games.
There you go.
Now we're getting it.
Got this one round, yes.
Remember when they were playing games and Cartman said toilet and his mom came down and he shit all over his mom in the toilet?
Remember when Cartman's mom... Remember when Cartman's mom was the dad and they were searching for the dad and who the dad was, but they couldn't figure it out, and that was a big mystery? Remember?
Denver Broncos?
So you could talk anyone...
about a mystery.
Anyone's dad.
Remember when we didn't know about the mystery of why the member berries are there?
Okay.
So now where do I go with this?
Now you're back on member berries. And now member berries remember everything, so yeah. It's like a free play.
Yeah, remember when... Or remember Chewbacca? I like that one. Is that a member?
Sure.
Remember when the Girl Scouts came to the door and they were trying to get me to buy cookies and I ordered 2 boxes and I asked how much they were and they were like, it'll be about $3.50, and then I realized it was a 350-foot goddamn Loch Ness monster.
Remember when there were other monsters on South Park, like the, what were they calling them? The Goobacks?
Oh, the Goobacks.
Oh, my gosh. Remember when the Goobacks...
Took their jobs.
Whoa! Yeah. We're getting it! So I'm eliminated now?
No.
Right?
No, you got it.
So
no,
I thought I lost.
No.
I won.
No. Not that year. When they took their jobs, is it like when they took their jobs, they took their kids? Is it that one? Or they took their girls or whatever?
They took my job!
Remember when they took their, what'd they take? Their girls or something? Or their kids?
They could take their kids.
Okay, they took their kids.
Remember Makla?
There you go. See, we went 3 rounds.
Because Marklar is everything. So, like, Marklar, it definitely corresponds to everything.
Perfect. Yes.
What were those damn stupid fucking yellow alien things that was the most annoying motherfucker ever?
Zach, do you know what it is? They called him like the weird name. They just replayed this episode.
For some reason, I can't remember the damn name, and I can remember the voice and everything.
Yeah, right now. Remember, and Cartman fell in love with them.
Yeah. Oh, remember?
Why don't you guys fuck?
Remember Cupid me?
Oh, there you go.
Remember
when
Cupid me ate Cartman's asshole?
That's right. Well, we're not gonna remember anything. We're gonna talk predictions. So let's get into predictions. We're going to get better at this member stuff.
Yes, I'll practice.
In the mirror, definitely practice.
Okay, perfect.
I think Steven's right in terms of the Danish. I think they're going to call him out. I think you're correct there. We'll see. And you know what? The biggest bomb of the night. Does Cartman get to see a vagina?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Heidi Turner's vagina is going to be glorious.
Simply Heidi.
That's your prediction? Heidi.
Yes, and I can't wait to see it with him.
Wait, but when ladies scratch their balls, like, where do they actually scratch?
That was so funny.
Would you like to see my vagina, Eric?
Holy shit.
Vagina!
I knew you had to say the word vagina at least one more time.
Obviously. I'm just channeling Amy Schumer.
Listen, this was like, was this like a thing back? I remember stories. I would hear stories of like, yeah, I just asked the girl to show me her vagina. She showed me her vagina. I was never so lucky. Now, get to live vicariously through Cartman of all things.
Yeah.
I predict that Phil's going to get really excited when Heidi shows her vagina.
Hell yeah.
Let's be careful with phrasing right now. They're in fourth grade.
But I feel like they've lived for 20 years
there
for
you
some
go.
Reason.
I know.
She's really old for her age.
Yeah. You know, she has an old soul.
She's been around.
That's right.
Yeah.
Sorry, Heidi. She's
what about you, Jesse? What do you predict?
Oh, gosh. Okay. So I predict that more is going to happen with Gerald, and he's going to be really, you know how he's all happy and shooting three-pointers and all that. Now he's going to be super stressed out and scared and anxious, and the police are going to keep searching for Eric Cartman, and it's going to keep him stressed out about his little troll.
Twitter suicide or Twitter homicide?
Yeah.
Speaking of Heidi Turner's vagina, I just have to remember Jared when he told everyone he had AIDS, but that's now right. He's in jail for being a pedophile?
This is true.
I think that...
Hey, I want everyone to have AIDS, by the way. No, I really do.
I think the Danish are going to out Gerald as Skank Hunt 42, and they're going to try to troll him and like talk shit about him, but because he's technically a marginalized person as being Jewish and they're all just white people, everyone's going to backfire on the Danish people and just tell them that their white privilege is forcing them to marginalize a lesser community of Gerald.
Well, remember when we it was the Pinewood Derby, right? And Randy, they cheated on the car, and then they had to keep the lie going so much so that the world made money, And whatever, I forget which country was going to tell the aliens that they stole the money and whatnot.
Oh, the space box?
Yeah, and then they bombed that country, and they're like, "What? Did you know that, whatever, Finland is dead?" Yeah, I don't know. They got some nukes. They must have nuked themselves or something. I don't know what happened there.
I like the end of that. Remember the end of that episode? I'm like, you guys literally started killing each other over something called space bucks. How fucking stupid are you? You guys are completely always forevermore banned from the Galactic Federation. Goodbye.
That's right. All a big test. All right. Well, in the meantime, let's
remember Starvin' Marvin.
That's right.
Aw, Starvin' Marvin.
Let us know what you guys think. I think every episode just gets better and better. It's been fantastic. In the meantime, where can people troll you, Steven?
Again, guys, do not follow me. I fucking hate all of you. I am not qualified to host this show. I am not. I don't know why I'm here. I'm in over my head, guys. These people are way more qualified to host the show at PD's Feed Tech, at Christy Reports, at Jesse's...
At Athletic.
Way more qualified than me, okay?
That's right, he can't even get on Twitter.
Seriously.
Where can you find him at?
At Johnny Douche.
At Stephen Lemieux.
That's my opponent. S-T-E-P-H.
Is a liar and cannot be trusted.
That's right, that's right. So amazing, so amazing. That was the layup. And Hillary just didn't take it. All right, thank you guys for joining us. We went slightly longer, but you guys don't care anyway. You guys watched like the first five seconds anyway. So if you made it this far, what the hell are you doing with your life?
Seriously.
We'll talk to you later.
Bye.
See you guys.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Remember Chewbacca?
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.